Hi, the Lord bless you and bless you real good this day. We're looking today again at Psalm 78. We can learn so much from this psalm. Great psalm. Much we can learn as we read through it, and we're reminded of just how good, how faithful, how steadfast, how reliable is our God. It says this in Psalm 78 and verse 18. They tried to get their own way with God, clamoured for loaves, clamoured for favours, for special attention. They whined like spoiled children. Why can't God give us decent meal in this desert? Sure, he struck the rock and the waters flowed. Creeks cascaded from the rock. But how about some fresh baked bread? How about a nice cut of meat? When God heard that, he was furious. His anger flared against Jacob. He lost his temper with Israel. It was clear they didn't believe God, had no intention of trusting in his help. Listen, but God helped them anyway. Isn't that tremendous? Regardless at times how we are, how we feel, how we try and maybe give up hope, God still helps us. If we learn anything from this psalm, it is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Listen, but God helped them anyway. Regardless of how they were, regardless of the disbelief, regardless of the distrusting, the God that we serve is the same God that they served. The God that we love, that we obey, that we trust, they should have loved. They should have trusted. They should have obeyed. But thank God he's still the same today. And we can trust him with our very lives. He's steadfast against us and with us. He's faithful to us. Let's be faithful to him. Let's trust him. But God helped them anyway, commanded the clouds and gave orders that opened the gates of heaven. The Bible says that he is preparing a place for us. There is a heaven. He is preparing a place. Let's trust him. Let's walk with him. Let's obey him. Let's learn from them of old, from his people of old. I'm glad he keeps in the scripture these things that we might learn, that we might see just what he'll do if we'll remember what he does and what he can do and what he said he'll do, he will do. The Lord bless you and bless you real good. Father, we thank you that you're the same yesterday, today and forever. And we can bless you this day that what you've done for them, you're doing and you'll continue doing for us. Amen.